Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 30th of July at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the boss of Lidl Ireland, and we'll be chatting to the Irish Travel Agents Association, and all the markets as usual in the middle of reporting season. And you can email us on business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories of the newspapers and websites. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that Ryanair has lost its final challenge to an EU court ruling that a €150 million government COVID loan to rival Austrian Airlines was legal. The Irish airline and its Vienna-based subsidiary Lauda Motion appealed an EU general court ruling that the bloc's competition regulators were wrong to approve a loan to the Lufthansa-owned Austrian Airlines from the country's government during the pandemic. However, the European Court of Justice, the EU's Court of Appeal, ruled that the loan was legal as it had granted under exceptional circumstances. Gordon Deegan in the Irish Independent reports that the central bank is to spend an estimated €20 million on an architect-led integrated design team for the design, construction and delivery of a new high-security cash centre. The bank's existing cash centre has been based on the site in Sandyford since the 1970s. It has a Tier 1 security designation, which means there is a permanent presence by both the Irish Army and the Guards. Arising from a strategic review of the Mint at Sandyford, the central bank decided in 2023 to construct a new cash centre in an alternative, as yet unknown site, which is expected to be in the Greater Dublin area. Once the new cash centre is fully operational, the Sandyford site will be decommissioned. Earlier this year, the Cabinet approved the transfer of the state-owned 37 acres to the Land Development Agency for Housing. The agency has indicated that it could be used for up to 800 homes. The central bank has previously indicated that it could take up to 7 years for it to move off-site. Emmett Malone in the Irish Times reports that drivers working for Air Coach will meet today to vote on proposals on rostering and pay after talks between the company and SIPTU. The union is to recommend a vote of over 4.8% over 9 months and new rostering and rotation arrangements to replace those introduced at the start of July, which had prompted drivers to work under protest in recent weeks. The company, which is owned by the UK operator First Bus, is understood to have made changes to legacy rostering arrangements, but these proved unpopular among many of the 150 drivers. Like many other companies in the sector, Air Coach has faced challenges on the recruitment side and is hoped that the new rostering arrangements combined with the proposed pay increase will help with staffing.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.